This is the Sakha Murli of the 17th of January 2026. The essence, sweet children, when Bharat was heaven, you were in total light. There is now darkness. Let us go into the light once again. Question, which story has the father come to tell his children? Answer, Baba says, sweet children, I tell you the story of your 84 births. When you took your first birth, there was just the deity religion. Then, after 2 ages, you started to perform devotion and to build huge temples. This is now the end of your many births. You called out, O remover of sorrow, bestower of happiness, come. Therefore, I have now come. Psalm. People of today are in darkness. Om Shanti. You children understand that this is now an Iron Age world in which everyone is in darkness. At first, when Bharat was heaven, you were in the light. The same people of Bharat who call themselves Hindus were originally deities. They were the residents of heaven in Bharat. And there was no other religion at that time. There was just the one religion. Heaven, Vaikunth, Bahist, and Paradise are names for that Bharat. Ancient Bharat was originally pure and wealthy. Bharat has now become poverty-stricken because it is now the Iron Age. You know that you are in darkness. When you were in heaven, you were in the light. The empress and emperor of heaven were Sri Lakshmi and Narayan. That is called a land of happiness. You have to claim your inheritance of heaven from the Father, and that is called liberation and life. Everyone is now in a life of bondage. Bharat in particular and the world in general are in Ravan's jail. In the cottage of sorrow. It isn't that Ravan only existed in Lanka, and that Rama existed in Bharat, and that he, Ravan, came and abducted Sita. All of those are tall stories. The Gita is the main scripture. It is the jewel of all scriptures, and spoken in Bharat by God. Human beings cannot grant salvation to anyone. In the Golden Age, there were the deities who were liberated in life, and they attained that inheritance of theirs at the end of the Iron Age. Neither do the people of Bharat know this, nor is it mentioned in any of the scriptures. The scriptures have the knowledge of the path of devotion. No human being has this knowledge of devotion at all. All of them teach devotion. They ask you to study the scriptures, to give donations, and to perform charity. That devotion has continued from the Copper Age. There is the reward of this knowledge in the Golden and Silver Ages. It isn't that this knowledge continues there as well. The inheritance that Bharat had received came from the Father at the confluence age, and you are now receiving it once again. When the people of Bharat experience unlimited sorrow and become residents of hell, they call out, O purifier, remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness. For whom? For themselves, because everyone in Bharat in particular and the world in general have the 5 vices. The Father is the purifier. He says, I come at the confluence of the cycles. I become the bestower of salvation for all. I have to uplift those who have stone intellects, those without virtues and the gurus, because this is an impure world. The Golden Age is called a pure world. It used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in Bharat. The people of Bharat do not know that they were the masters of heaven. The impure land means the land of falsehood, and the pure land means the land of truth. Bharat was a pure land. This Bharat is an imperishable land that is never destroyed. When it is their kingdom, Lakshmi and Narayan's, there are no other lands. All of them come later. Human beings have written that the cycle is of hundreds of thousands of years. The father says, the duration of the cycle is 5,000 years. Those people say that human beings take 8.4 million births. They have made human beings into dogs, cats, donkeys, etc. However, dogs and cats have a different birth. There are 8.4 million species of them, whereas there is only the one species of human beings. They are the ones who take 84 births. The father says, according to the drama plan, the people of Bharat have forgotten their religion. They have become completely impure by the end of the Iron Age. The Father has come at the confluence age to purify you. This is called a land of sorrow. Then Bharat will become a land of happiness. The Father says, O children, you children of Bharat were residents of heaven, and you then came down the ladder for 84 births. You definitely have to go through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. No one is as ever happy, ever healthy, or as wealthy as you deities were. Bharat was so wealthy. The diamonds and jewels there were as plentiful as stones. After two ages, they built huge temples on the path of devotion. They built very grand temples. The Somnath temple was the biggest of all. There wouldn't have been just one temple. Many other kings also had temples. Those were looted so much. The father reminds you, children, you were made so wealthy. As were the emperor and empress, so you too were full of all virtues, 16 celestial degrees full. They could also be called gods and goddesses, but the Father has explained that there is only the one God, and he is the Father. When you say Ishwar or Prabhu, you don't remember him as the Father of all souls. The Father sits here and tells you a story. It is now the end of your many births. This doesn't refer to just one. There isn't a battlefield, etc. The people of Bharat have forgotten that it used to be their kingdom. Because they have made the duration of the Golden Age very long, it has become very distant. The Father comes and explains that human beings cannot be called God. Human beings cannot grant salvation to anyone. It is said the bestower of salvation for all, the purifier of all the impure ones, is just the one. There is only the one true Baba who establishes the land of truth. People perform worship on the path of devotion, but they don't know the biography of any of those whom they worship. This is why the father explains, you celebrate the birth of Shiva, do you not? The Father is the creator of the new world, Heavenly God the Father. He gives you unlimited happiness. There was a lot of happiness in the Golden Age. How was that established, and who established it? Only the Father sits here and explains this. It is only the task of the Father to change the residents of hell into residents of heaven, to change corrupt people into elevated deities. The Father says, I purify you, children. You become the masters of heaven. Who makes you impure? Raven. Human beings say that God also causes sorrow. The Father says, I give you all so much happiness that you don't remember God for half a cycle. Then, when the kingdom of Raven begins, you begin to worship everyone. This is the last of your many births. Some ask, Baba, how many births have we taken? Baba says, sweetest people of Bharat, O souls, I am now giving you an unlimited inheritance. Children, you have taken 84 births. You have now come to claim your inheritance of 21 births from the Father. Not everyone will come at the same time. Only you claim the Sun Dynasty status of the Golden Age once again. That is, only you listen to the true Father telling you this true knowledge of becoming Narayan from an ordinary human. This is knowledge, and that is devotion. All the scriptures, etc., are for the path of devotion. They are not for the path of this knowledge. This is spiritual knowledge. The Supreme Spirit sits here and gives you this knowledge. You children have to become soul conscious. Consider yourselves to be souls and constantly remember me alone. The Father explains, it is souls who have good and bad sanskars, and it is according to those that human beings receive a good or bad birth. The Father sits here and explains, this one was pure and has now become impure while reaching the last birth, and the same applies to you. I, the Father, have to come into Ravan's old impure world. I have to enter the body of the one who will then become number one. Only those of the Sun Dynasty take the full 84 births. This means Brahma and the Brahmins, who are the creation of Brahma. The Father explains this every day. To change those who have stone intellects into those who have divine intellects is not like going to your auntie's home. O souls, now become soul conscious. O souls, remember the one Father and remember the kingdom. Renounce bodily relations. Everyone has to die. It is the stage of retirement for everyone. No one apart from the one set guru can be the bestower of salvation for all. The Father says, O children of Bharat, you are the ones who separated from me first. It is remembered that souls remain separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. First of all, you people of Bharat, who belonged to the deity religion, came. Those of other religions take pure births. The Father sits here and explains how the cycle turns. It is very easy to imbibe this, even for those who are generally not able to imbibe. Souls imbibe everything. Souls become charitable and sinful. This is your last birth of your 84 births. All of you are in the stage of retirement. Those in the stage of retirement adopt a guru in order to receive a mantra. You don't need to adopt a physical guru. I am the Father, teacher, and guru of all of you. You call out to me, O purifier Shivbaba. You have now remembered. He is the Father of all souls. Souls are the truth and living beings because they are immortal. A part is recorded in each soul. The Father too is the truth and the living being. Because he is the seed of the human world tree, he says, I know the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole tree, and this is why I am called the Knowledgeful One. You too have all of this knowledge of how the tree emerges from the seed. It takes time for the tree to grow. The Father says, I am the seed. The whole tree reaches a state of total decay by the end. The Deity Foundation doesn't exist now. It has once again disappeared. The Father has to come when the deity religion has disappeared. He establishes the one religion and inspires the destruction of all the rest. The Father is carrying out the establishment of the original eternal deity religion through Prajapita Brahma. This drama is predestined. It has no end. The Father comes at the end of the cycle, when he has to speak this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Therefore, he surely has to come at the confluence age. You have one Father. All souls are brothers, residents of the incorporeal world. Everyone remembers that one Father. Everyone remembers him at times of sorrow. There is sorrow in the kingdom of Ravan. Here, everyone remembers him. Therefore, the Father, the bestower of salvation for all, is one. There is only his praise. Who would make Bharat into heaven if the Father didn't come? At this time, everyone is Tamo Pradhan. Everyone definitely has to take rebirth. Rebirth is now taken in hell. It isn't that anyone goes to heaven. Hindus say that so-and-so has gone to heaven, which means that if that person has now gone to heaven, he was definitely in hell. Let there be a rose in your mouth. Brackets, may it become true. If that person has become a resident of heaven, why do you feed him the impure food of hell? In Bengal, they even feed them fish, etc. What need is there for them to eat such food? They say so-and-so has gone to the land of Nirvana. The Father says, all of those are lies. Since even the one who is the first number has to take 84 births, no one else can return home yet. The Father says, there is no difficulty about this. There are so many difficulties on the path of devotion. While chanting the name of Rama, they have goose pimples. All of that is the path of devotion. You know that the sun and moon bring light, that they are not deities. In fact, there are the sun of knowledge, the moon of knowledge, and the stars of knowledge. There is their praise. Those people then say salutations to the sun deity. They consider the sun to be a deity and offer water to it. Therefore, the Father explains, all of that is the path of devotion, and it will all repeat. First, there is unadulterated devotion of Shivbaba, and then devotion of the deities. Then you come down. They now even light earthenware lamps at road T-junctions. They throw sesame seeds and grains in all directions and perform devotion there. They even worship the elements. They even make images of human beings and worship them. There is no attainment from any of that. Only you children understand these things. Acha, to you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhagdada. The spiritual father says, Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to remove the bad sanskars from your soul, practice becoming soul conscious. This is your last birth of your 84 birth. It is now your stage of retirement. Therefore, make effort to become a charitable soul. 2. Renounce all bodily relations and remember the One Father and the Kingdom. Churn the knowledge of the seed and the tree and remain constantly cheerful. Blessing. May you become perfect in all the arts by practicing being bodiless with your intellect, staying beyond and being ever ready. Every action of those who display their talents in a circus becomes an art. The bodies of those artists are so flexible that they can mold any part of their bodies as they want, wherever they want, and for however long they want. This is a talent of theirs. You children can stabilize your intellects whenever and wherever you want, for as long as you want. This is the greatest talent. With this one talent, you will become 16 celestial degrees full. For this, you have to stay beyond and be ever ready, so that you can become bodiless in a second, according to the orders you receive. Your time will not then be wasted battling to achieve this. Slogan: those who imbibe the virtues of easiness and tolerance are truly loving and cooperative. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation and life. The children who have God's knowledge receive the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life as the fruit of this knowledge at the confluence age. Knowledge means understanding. A sensible person will have the understanding to keep himself free from bondage and free from all attractions while performing every action. He would have the stage of liberation and liberation in life in his every thought, word, action, relationship, and connection. This is called being detached and loving. Om Shanti.